This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast. We're really glad you joined us this morning. Oh, and it is an early morning here.
Yes. The coffee hasn't kicked all the way in yet, folks.
No, not at all. But we're excited to be here because we get another opportunity to spend a few minutes with you in your life. And that's a privilege and an honor. We're just very grateful for you listeners out there. So we had presented to our listeners, speaking of you guys, if there was any topic that you wanted covered, and one of our main sponsor, Jenny Becknell, had said she wanted us to talk about what is a friend. And I thought that was an interesting topic. So when you heard that question, what was the first thing that popped into your head?
Well, honestly, I thought about that is a really good question. So thank you, Jenny, for that, because there is so many layers to what that answer could look like for so many of us. And so the first thing I thought of was just that there's friends in our life that are just on so many different levels. And that is a very individual answer for that individual friend. So I was excited to talk about this today, especially after we prayed going in and having no context of what we were going to talk about. And so we pray and, you know, here we are trusting the Lord and his plans, and we're about to hit record. And that just dropped down in my head that Jenny had asked that question. So we're trusting that God wants us to talk about that today. This podcast is his, folks. So whatever he wants. So what did you think, Jen?
You know, when I thought about what is a friend, I actually thought about the different levels of friends that Jesus had, honestly, how he had three really close friends, Peter, James, and John, and then how he had he had close friends, and then he had good friends, which were the rest of the apostles that he lived life with. And then he had kind of the outer rim, if you will, of acquaintances. So I was thinking about that and the different levels of friends that I have in my life and how I relate to each one of them and what that friendship looks like in all of those different relationships. So those were the first things I thought of.
Yeah. So this is kind of an important thing for me because I'm a major social butterfly and I'm outgoing and I know a lot of people and a lot of people know me, and I'm super vulnerable. As many of you know, I will tell you anything, just an open book. So it's important for me as a naive in some ways, and I'm not saying that in a bad way because it's one of the characteristics I actually love about myself, but as a person who can get herself in trouble being naive sometimes, it's important to know who is a friend that I can talk about and really just talk to and really just let everything out with and have a safe place. Who are those main friends for me? Because if not, I found myself in my 41 years of my life getting really hurt because I love people and I love people well for the most part. So I've gotten myself in some trouble sometime, just like bearing all to everyone who was not necessarily, you know, in my corner and a safe person.
Yep.
But I just trusted, you know, that they were. So now having some like different levels of friendship, because I love people. I love God's creations. And but there's a place and there's safe people. And now that I know that, and I don't walk up and say, hey, Jennifer, or hey, Connie, or hey, whoever, you're at this level of friendship with me. But it's just a knowingness inside, like, this is a safe person.
Yeah.
This is a person that's for me, who, even when they're speaking truth, it's okay for me to even receive that, because I know that really their intentions are for me. They are not trying to cause me any harm. They are not trying to put me in a box or pull me back down or whatever that has looked like in my past. These are safe people that I can open up with, and I'm not going to get hurt.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's been a big change for me as a naive young gal.
And there's usually not a lot of them that you can be totally transparent with either.
No.
Yeah.
No. I would say, I would say three for me. Three. Yeah.
Incredibly safe people.
Yeah, because, you know, everyone thinks that so in wintertime, I get a little bluesy. I think a lot of people have this seasonal depression or whatever, but I just do not like the winter. I need the sun. I need the ocean. I need the beach. And I live in Northern Kentucky, and those are not things that are surrounding me. So people think, because I have lots of people who I know and I love and all these things, that I would never be lonely. But man, in the wintertime, that hits. I really know, like, oh, you know, like, who my people are, because all these people, although I know and love them, they're not knocking at my door trying to spend time with me.
Yeah.
And so it's only those few that, you know, I'm having interaction with.
Yeah.
And those things are really important when you're just not your normal happy self, you know. So
right. Right, that you can trust them and say, I'm in a dark place today, and
yeah,
here's what's going on. And knowing that no matter what you say, that person is going to hear you and see you and not judge you. And
yeah,
my experience has been that there aren't a whole lot of those that I can do that with. Just
yeah.
Not. They're just not. And even more so now that I've written a book and am speaking more, people have
yeah.
an expectation of me that's unrealistic. Like, I don't know what it is. I heard one time that a gentleman, he used to be in Christian music, who left Christian music and became an atheist. And he was questioned about, like, all of the Christian leaders and things that had fallen and had struggled and had these things happen. And he said, well, honestly, he said, we don't give our leaders room to struggle. Like, when they struggle with something, they have to keep it quiet, because the expectation is, if you're a leader or someone who is sharing your stuff and saying, I know where the answer is, they expect you to always be in that high place. So you keep your struggles inside, you tap them down, you know, whatever, and then you are ripe for a fall. And so,
yeah.
I don't want that to be an expectation on me, as someone who's written a book, that
yeah.
I never struggle. So it's important for me to have true, good, close friends, not a lot, but at least people that I can say, hey, here's my struggle today. I'm feeling really down. And it's cultivating those relationships and making sure that they know how important they are to me, and that I seek them out for time and connection. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah. And, you know, and those people, I feel like, go in and out of different circles or levels in your life. Like, maybe
mm-hmm.
one season, this person is one of my besties. And then the next season, you know, life is happening for them, for me, or whatever else. And things aren't just lining up. So they might drop to the next level. And it doesn't mean you don't love them. It's just the season for that. And, you know, maybe they're right back to being your best friend. So I think that looks a lot different. And it's just like, I was actually in a circumstance the other day, and I think this is why having those true, really best friends is important. But I had a friend who was having a day and she was struggling. And so I kind of just meditated and prayed and just thought about, does this friend need me to come in and be their savior? Or does this friend need to be pointed to the savior? And
that's good.
Yeah, so many times for this friend, I mean, I am one of their biggest cheerleaders. That is definitely a gift that the Lord has given me. I am a great encourager and a cheerleader. But also, that could stifle someone from figuring out on their own who they are and their value, because I'm in their ear all the time, just telling them, you know. And we all have to go through our self-discovery and healing journey to, you know, really just ask God and find out who we are on my own, because he's the life changer. I am just, you know, I can't change that for them. I can't help them find their identity. I can just pray and encourage along the way. So I really felt in this situation, just a heavy thoughts, burden, what have you, that I was not to be the savior this time, and didn't give them probably the answers they're typically would be expecting from me, but instead said, you know, a reminder of, well, you know, because I've told them how I feel about you, but just encourage them to really think about all those things they are for people that day. Yeah. And because that puts it in their hands and opens up just space for the Lord to speak into that situation instead of me. Sometimes, folks, I don't know if you know this about me, but sometimes I put my Messiah britches on and I come in and try to become the savior. And that is just not going to help anyone. So that's what I really felt, just a strong burden to do, was not to be the savior that day, just to point the person to the savior. And I'm trusting God that, you know, he put that on my heart. So I'm trusting God that he's got it, and he does. He's
good. Yeah. That's a great point too. Like for me, friendship coming to me a lot of the time, when it has really helped me the most, is when I have those moments of like, I'm feeling a lot of doubt, is for someone just to listen to me without saying, here's the solution.
Right.
Unless I ask for it. And I think that's a good rule of thumb. I had a situation the other day where I was talking to a person, and just for like, that like 2 seconds, I expressed frustration in what someone else had done. Now, I'm just saying that I'm feeling frustration, not even
right.
about the person as much as I'm just feeling frustration. And then they came back at me with, well, but I think they were just doing this, this, and this. And, you know, that's perfectly legit, and like totally minimizing my feelings. And then, you know, I came back, and then they made it about them. And I was like, okay, this isn't really very healthy at all, when it could have been so much different if they would have just been like, yeah, I can understand frustration, or yeah, you're frustrated, or whatever. I mean, just let me just say that in 2 seconds and it would have been done. Like, I would have just been like, okay, that's over, let's just move on. But instead it became this bigger thing because they were not legit, maybe, what's the word, not legitimizing, but they weren't validating maybe the fact that I had a right to have a feeling. So and that was not a good friendship. So I never want to do that to someone else, because I probably have done the exact same thing to other people.
Right. And that kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier, how I've gotten hurt several times in the past, and I'm sure our audience has, that we don't really just have categories of friends where we know who to turn to when we really just need someone to listen and be safe for us. So
yeah.
I think this question was really good. So thank you, Jenny, for just asking this question, because I was running around getting wounded all the time, asking for advice just because I thought someone was wise. And that person could be incredibly wise, but they have nothing invested in who I am as a person.
Ooh.
And so they just gave me the generic right answer, but that wasn't an answer for me because they don't know who I am,
yeah.
like my safe few in my circle do. So I just want to encourage you, audience, and we've actually had a pastor at our church, Allie Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, am I saying that right? So Allie Patterson is actually, I think it was Allie or was it Brian? Allie Patterson or Brian Tome, I'm not sure. But they gave a sermon about just different circles of friendship. And that was a great visual for my mind. So I'm going to just paraphrase a little bit and say, your inner circle should be those few close people who you can say anything to, who are going to really just like love you unconditionally, who are going to speak truth to you when you need truth spoken to you. But it's going to be a safe thing because those people know you, they love you, and they're for you. And so the next circle might be your friends. These are people that you're going to invite to every single party. You love them. They're always going to be around you, but they might not necessarily be your core, your safest people, but you love them. You give them some, but you don't give them all, right? And then maybe that outer circle is, again, people who might be at every party, but because you've had history and experience with them, you know that you're very limited in what you can give these people. It doesn't mean you don't love them, but these people, you have a reminder that they haven't always been for you. So just knowing people's places in your life, that doesn't mean we don't love them and that we light up when we think about them, because there's so many people I just light up and when I just think of them, but it means that they don't have the time put in your life, and they haven't shown a history of always being there 100% for you and this unconditional love. So that really helped my brain and sort of like the circles of what that is. So hopefully it helps you what a friend might be, because I do think that looks different in every single circle, what a friend is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I had a visual in my head as you were talking, like your super close friends or people that you would take deep sea diving, you know, you go deep with them. Like,
yes.
Yeah. You get in those places that not a lot of light gets shined, but you know, go there with them. And then you have people that are not as close that you'd go swimming with, right? You're in the water, but you're not really going super deep, but you know, they're okay. And then there are people that you ride on the boat with. You're not going to get in the water at all. You're just going to kind of ride along. And so that.
And have a drink with
whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's not that it's not friendship. It's just not deep sea diving. So
I love that. That's a great visual.
It was just what I was thinking when you were talking. It was like, oh yeah, like, you know,
it's much funner than the circles. I love that. As a water girl, I like
that. Oh my goodness.
That was good.
And I tell you what I've done in the past that has not been a good friendship thing. So when I was more insecure about myself and feeling like I wasn't as good as other people, I was really weird in my friendships. And I don't know how people lived with me, quite honestly, because I have done this and I realize when I do it, it's my insecurity, but I would get jealous when friends of mine would go out with other friends and not invite me.
Yeah. And
I would get very angry about it and be like, oh, that says something about our friendship. Like they won't invite me or whatever. And it was totally not the case. And friends are not possessions. They're not just for you. And they have other people in their life and the whole thing. So I had to learn that. And I've destroyed more friendships in being possessive and jealous and insecure. And so I wrestled against that for a long time and just realizing that people just have levels of friends and that's okay.
Yeah.
And what I consider to be close for me, the other person may not consider me their close friend. So I've got to just be okay with that. And I've learned that, but I've done some very destructive, not so great things as a friend.
And yeah.
When I dug into it, it literally was the whole thing of, I felt unworthy of their friendship. And when they would do stuff with other people that was in my head, I would think, well, there you go. They don't want to spend time with me. They don't want to invite me to this fun thing. And it's a lie from the enemy. And it made me not a great friend at all.
And it's really hard too, because of what we bring, you know, our woundings that we, like you were saying, that we bring from the past into these friendships, you know? So I totally understand that. It is really hard, especially when there's unhealed parts of us, you know? So we are clinging, and I've done it many times before, clinging to any sign of love that we can. And sometimes that's pushing others away because it can feel like too much, or it can feel like just different, you know, or uncomfortable. So I've done it before because I'm like, I love you, you know, like, and I'm all in. And that maybe can make someone feel uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't know why, but you just grab a hold of them and you're like, you're my best friend and I'm never letting you go.
Yeah, right.
So I have done that plenty of times before. And I'm sure, maybe not, but maybe others of you, like I know other people in my life who are really scared to have those close friends because of the woundings that they have in their past, that they don't have trust to have close friends. So maybe you're on the other side of it, you know, that you're terrified what that looks like to be in a friendship and what your part might look like in that friendship. So I think having these visuals, like Jen talked, we're going to use Jen, but the friends you go deep with, and these could even be family members. Family members could be friends, like absolutely, your sister, your spouse, you know, whatever that looks like. These are people you do life with and you go deep with, and they know you inside and out, and they love you, and you don't have to put on a mask with. And that is so freeing, just to be able to walk into a restaurant or wherever you're at, and that friend sitting across from the table, and you can just melt into that seat and just be. And you don't have to worry about what mask you have on that day. You can just be who you are fully, and they're like so happy to see you.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And they're fully them, and you're just like both there, and it's amazing, and there's no effort. It's effortless.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I mean, friendships take work too, but so I love that. And I hope this helps our audience, because I know probably I would have saved myself years of healing, years of being able to meet goals and things like that, if I would have kept my mouth shut.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the wrong people.
Right. Right. And here's another thing I want to point out of mistakes that I have made, or a mistake that I've made. Sometimes you have those people that you have an immediate connection with, right? Yeah. They feel like you've known them forever. They just, you guys are like vibing. You're speaking the same language. You're just going and you're thinking, man, this is awesome. They're going to be my best friend forever. Like we're it, right? And it is only a connection, but in your head, you've immediately, a friendship is a house, right? It is a built house. And you go into that house and you know, you kind of live there. And when you have a connection with someone, you don't have a built house. What you have is, you have like the the foundation. Like, this is the start. But somehow, like, I have made that jump of, because we have this connection, because we're vibing, because we, you know, we're talking the same language, and it feels so natural and good, that it is something that's going to be forever. And it's this big thing, and I can share everything, and woohoo, let's, you know, let's go get tattoos together, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, I feel that.
And it's just the beginning of a connection, and you have to stop yourself in the excitement and the joy of finding someone you feel like you've connected with. And you have to slow yourself down and say, nah, this is just the good feeling of seeing a kindred soul, but that doesn't mean we're going to be besties. It's just finding the joy in the moment and realize it would be a foundation for a great friendship, but you haven't built the house.
Right.
So don't go in there and pick out curtains yet. You just haven't done that yet.
Right. So. Yeah. And it shows you, well, this house can be built.
Right.
But it's going to take effort from both of us.
Right.
And so I really, this year and the end of last year, God's really showed me that my friendships, a lot of times, and Jen, it sounds like you have sat in this boat before, but just chased those friends and relationships down.
Yep.
And here I am chasing and running, and sometimes it feels like they're running away. So, right. That's what they're doing. So I've had some really lonely seasons because God's really teaching me, like, allow that friend to come to you as well. That you don't need to chase people down, and that he ultimately is enough. And as these seasons where he's really pulling people away from me, that has been the biggest takeaway from it, that he is enough. He is my best friend. Like, I can go to him in the brokenness of states, and he is for me, and he is always there. He's the best example of a friend that I have.
Right.
Like, he really was healing me and still working on it, because I have done that as well as a people person. Like, oh my gosh, I love this person so much. Maybe if I call them every single day, they'll love me too.
That's right. You got to go get those tattoos.
Right. Most of the time that hasn't worked. I'm just going to be honest. So if you're one of these people who are doing that, allow the other person to be in on the relationship too.
Yep.
Or it is just a lot of work of you chasing this friend down, and sometimes maybe winning like a dinner out or whatever that looks like for you with a friend, with someone you really want to hang out with. But if they're not reciprocating, then they don't get to be in that inner circle.
Yeah.
Now, you might want them to be in there, and I understand that. I get that. Really, my heart breaks for some of the people who I wanted in my inner circle that never got there.
Right.
But those people don't want to be there, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So allow them to be, if it's healthy and it's safe for you to be in that third circle, or, you know, or that fourth circle. Maybe instead of sitting on the boat, maybe you're sitting on the beach together,
yep.
You know, but just having a drink. But allow them there if it's healthy for you. If it's not, because you love them so much, and there are people in my life that I just have to just say, okay.
Yep.
If they want to be there, they know where I'm at, and they know I will return their call or text.
Right. Right. And one more thing. Sorry, I keep thinking of these examples. Thank you, Jenny, for this topic.
Yeah, this is good, Jenny.
Yeah, it's really good. Another thing I had to learn, and this was hard for me as an insecure person, and I'm a work in progress for sure, is there are some people that will make a connection with you, and they will build it up on their side because you are a commodity that they want to take advantage of to make a connection with because of what you bring to help further their whatever it is.
That's good.
And I have made the mistake of believing in certain situations that they wanted more of a connection with me personally when they did not. They wanted a connection with me for what I could bring them. And I don't know that that's wrong. I mean, you know, like the business world talks about networking, like it's good to network. It's good to make connections with people. It's good to see where you can help further your cause together. But I made the mistake of thinking it was more. So it was hard to recognize those moments and those people that it's like, okay, this feels like a close connection and we have a lot of things in common, but maybe this person is just someone I'm connected with to help while they help me. And that I had to slow that down, because when I bought into like, oh my gosh, they really want to connect with me. Look who they are. And this is going to be great. And then it's like, it didn't develop deeply. It wasn't an inner circle type of thing. It wasn't even like, we're going to go swimming together. These were boat people. Like we were going to stay on the boat, but we were going to help each other recognize when we saw the shore, you know, like, oh, there's the shore. Let's go over there together. Let's get the boat over there, whatever, you know, getting back to the same analogy. But that was really hard for me, like I said, to recognize. So I don't know if you've had people like that as well.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree as well. And that is definitely one of the things that the Lord was talking to me about last year. Like, Tiffany, you're a go-getter. Like, I don't want you to lose these things, but you don't use that go-getter thing in friendship. You use that in business.
Yeah.
And so really just like the knowingness, like this is going after a goal or something in business or something like that. That's okay. Use that go-getter thing I put inside of you. You know, use that just perseverance and all those things in that space. Get your goals. Get that purpose I talked to you about. Get your message out, whatever that is. But that is not to be for a friend. A friend you don't have to chase down.
Right. And it's not about the goals.
Yeah, there's some seasons where, like, you know, I'm in my winter season where maybe I'm not as active, and maybe a couple extra messages from a friend, that's great. You know, like, you know, reaching out a couple times if they don't reach out or something like that. If you just know that they're down and those things, that's different. But that's just a knowingness of your friend. But to have to chase a friend every time to spend time with them, that's not your inner circle friend.
Right.
And I'm sorry. Because I'm preaching to myself, because I know how deeply that hurts.
Yeah.
It does.
For real, so. It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This has been so good. And it's been, you know, I have to say, it's kind of been, what's the word, therapeutic maybe for me to be able to talk about some of this, because
talk therapy.
It's taken a long time for me to learn this thing and be okay with who I am and to not put so much on the other person and just recognize those different levels, you know?
Yeah, the weight. And that's why God should be your ultimate core there.
Yeah.
Before you even get, because God speaking to who you are, and when you can confidently walk in who he's called you to be, these people on the outside can't affect you as much if your relationship is so tightly just dependent on him, and he has built up your identity and you're confident in the creator and your creation and his creation. So.
Yep. Love it. Yep. Well, all right. I guess we're going to wrap it up there. It has been really good. Thank you, Miss Jenny.
And friends listening, we love this. Just to have a question and to have a whole podcast about that. So really, we are asking, what do you want to hear from us? And maybe we're not going to cover it if it's something that just doesn't line up with what we want to talk about or what God wants us to talk about. But send those questions in. Jen always has the link to how to contact us in the description of your podcast platform that you're listening on today. So send us a message, reach out to us on Facebook. We are going to have some social media platforms up in the near future that you can reach out to us soon as well. And we will let you know when that happens. So it just can make it easier for you to reach out to us, and we can put information about upcoming shows or past shows and things like that. So
yes.
Look for that. Be on the lookout. And we're very excited about this new year. And thanks so much for listening.
All right. See you guys.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.